kinyan meile. Und mit sagt kinyan meile, oilem as a yis meile milam haba. So he says, you can learn, I guess, the chutai, that that what you have in this world is the meile of in other words, the idea that your person can be kina meile, like the person can move forward, is in this world. In other words, not the etzem being there, but the milus that a person has that shayat to be kind of mile this world, it's not shayat to do the other world. So basically what he's saying in chat is that the shah, there is no moment of moving forward. In Olam Haba, like there is in Olam Haz at all. So we have a distinction between a type of chiyus is not, in other words, not that the life in absolute terms is better here than there, but it means that the mila of these shahs is better here than there. I want to add one knage on this pshat that he's saying over here. Why he says the word shah? The shah is very meduyik. First of all, the word shah means to turn, to change, to turn to someone. When you shah al bakasha, any pu'ula of change is always a moment. Each moment is its own change. Olam Haba comes as one big unit, and that's Mikol Chayelam Haba. It doesn't. Olam Haba is one flat plateau. In this world of shoyz, and each shoy means the ability to make a change, to do something different. That's the tushal between the two. Ba'ashav eshav egalgar shama achaz el yofa shachas mukeres ruach b'olam haba kol chayim hazeh. Ba'av le'meirak yofa shach shalom chayim haba b'kol chayim hazeh. Aber kach pirushay. Yofa keres ruach shesh b'shach b'olam haba b'kol chayim hazeh kleimah. Shebekol chayim hazeh le'nimtza keres ruach shesh b'shach shalom haba. So over there we have again the same tushtel that in Keres Ruach, that in this world you don't have any Keres Ruach, and therefore it's not, even in the tziruf of everything together, it doesn't make a difference. There's, even if a person lives his entire life, he doesn't have anything of Keres Ruach. So in terms of Keres Ruach, Olam Haba is the mark of Keres Ruach. In terms of some change, Olam Haba is the place. The tushal is between the Keres Ruach and between Tshuva and Meisim Tovim.
The pshat is Olam Hazeh is the place where you do avodah, and Olam Haba is the place where you get the schar. What's the point of saying this is not doma to this? Of course, I mean that's the way it's avegeshtel, that this is the place for this, and this is they're not going to be doma, they can't be doma.
So let's compare it to something that goes to the etzem pri itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create. He created Tachtonim so that he would have a mokrim to where he would be. Either there would be hakara v'kadosh baruch Tachtonim, there would be some sort of malyusa in Tachtonim that hard we try, we're not, we'll never produce the darga of Al Yoinim. The darga of the Shemach of Al Yoinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Miyuchat Olam Haba. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another facet of Kairos Ruach from Tachtoinim that the market, despite handicaps, and that goes into the Shemach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, like we say, the Pir Vavisa Tehillah and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have both aspects, each one being uniquely toif. Shuvah Maaseh Toiv is not just a chetimtza for Olam Haba. It's the pshat is, there's a rutzen in that chetimtza. There's a rutzen b'shuvah, there's something there that there's a special nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a world that is changing. So there's a malyusa, there's a rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Haza and Olam Haba, which means both are a rutzen. And the maila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in this world, where a person is makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ruach void in this world, is a tzad maila mitzad atzmai. And not just the chetimtza. And then once you, for instance, if you need to earn money, let's give an example. If a person has to work 5 hours or 10 hours to earn money to buy his food, so the work is bad. Some halavai wouldn't be there, but you need it. It's a necessary evil. But Masha'enkin, let's say I want somebody to work out. He needs to do physical activity for his health. If I give him a reward that if you'll exercise for 10 hours, I'm going to give you $100, $200, whatever it is. So both of them, there's the mila, the $100, $200, I want the money. There's the mila in the exercise, that's what I want also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Mal Yusuf Tachtoinim and Al Yoinim. Ki Bekashem Tzerlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Olam Haba with a Yud, and this one with a Hey. Each one of them is an Ois in his name. And therefore we explain that Kairas Ruach is the Toiv in Olam Haba, and Shur Mai Stil Olam Haza. Each one has something the other one does not have. We don't understand. It's like when we say that the piyut of Avisa Tehillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shemach is by Malachim, who are tremendous and great, fantastic, and everything. And yet he wanted Tehillah from people that are really worthless, nothing, and so on and so forth. But we understand that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misratze to us, and wants us as we are, what we are. What are we doing comparing the two together when there's no tushdel whatsoever that this world is taking magushim, like you said, into a world that is infinite and so on? So what we are saying is we're not taking two things and putting them one against the other. We're taking two things that are no shaykhis to each other, and we're explaining where they have no shaykhis. If this world was looked on with a perspective of its level of tanugim in Kairos Ruach, then it fails. This world is very, very weak in Kairos Ruach and so on. But what we're saying is this world has a mila that the world to come doesn't have, and that is in terms of tshuva maasim tovim. It doesn't mean that comparing this Kairos Ruach to this Kairos Ruach, there is no Kairos Ruach in this world. mir hier verschaffen, so kurz rück, weil man habe kurz rück, was kann man sehen. Wir wollen schminen, wie nicht sehen, ja, für meine sehr hohe Kasche. Sie machen schafft, ja, für ihr zu nehmen, war denn ihres Glauben. Aber auch mit hier verschaffen, so kurz weil man habe, mit kurz rück, was sehen. Was soll immer, die Schau, weil man habe, die ist ein Teufel. Sie nimmt sie bei kurz rück. Wobei sie mal sehen, nimmt sie kurz rück, hine, ich kann ihres Glauben. So, Adab, the Mishnah is explaining that this is, that the Shah Achas of Maisha Shavatim is dead in Kol Chayom, because in Kol Chayom Abba there is no such thing. And Yofa Shach Shakuras Ruach, it will come because there is no cross ruach over here. Uvalin of Kuras Ruach, Hine Ein Kanichus Klau, Uvaloize Leikasha, Kifrasha Atzmash Ein Kanichus, Asha Oma Kisha Achas Yofim Kol Chayom Aze, Kein Ein Kanichus. I want to add another point. The word karasuah, which is really what he's going to explain now. What is the word karasuah? Well, let's decide. Losha karasuah shema tana. Why do you speak a karasuah and not a tiny golem haba? Losha karasuah shema tana shlama uine shalom haba. Ki karasuah nema al kol dava. Af sheina uinek legamri. Karasuah means a pleasantness. It's a satisfaction, I guess we would try to translate it in Russian, in English. In Israel, it's also called Gila Tani Olam Haba Malosai. Vizek Kikiras Ruach Nema Al Hanocha Bulva. Kashe Yas Alas Ruach Daite Nocha. So he's saying like this. The word Kikiras Ruach is similar to Nachas Ruach. Chazal speak about Nayach Nafshe, meaning a Nachas Ruach, and Kairas Ruach is also, it's a lotion of Iskara Daitoi, that something, Rashi says over here, the Kairas Ruach, Mikol Kazach Mazah, Lefisha Einboi Odom Kairas Ruach Shleimo, the Tzoras Ruach Abois Olav, Yema Misashim Zerbi Menu, Kairas Ruach Loshen Iskara Daitai, Shemiskarir is Misashim Daitai, all of Nea Simcha. So Kairas Ruach is like Nachas Ruach, it means a settling in of a person's Ruach. Let's define it a little more sharply. There's a chelik of a person called Ruach, Ruach HaAdam, Ha'ilhi Lamala, Ruach HaBehema. A ruach, by definition, is in motion, in movement. There's no such thing as a wind that's not moving. A ruach is defined as a movement of wind. And a person's ruach, in his kolkei nefesh, the ruach is the chelik that is in motion. The part that spurs the person to do. His ambition, his drive, all of that is concentrated in the chelik adam that we call ruach. It's the active force in the person. And nachas ruach and kairas ruach is the opposite. It's when it's come to rest. So a person, lamasha, is very, very ambitious. A person is pushing, a person is trying to do something, a person, whatever it is, all of those elements are those are the ruach in b'mei tavoi. That's the b'chinas ruach. In olam hazeh, nothing ever, a person never comes to matzah and says, oh, I've attained what I want, this is what I want, and so on. This is what I want until a few minutes later, the person gets up and starts wandering around again looking. A person never ever realizes his desires, so he's constantly restless. So this, because this world is not a makom menucha, the person is restless and there's no nachas ruach. So he says, Kitzel ruach shayach hanocha, ke ruach nema olav adipoem ruach abikirboi, shetira ke liruach pomim ein hanocha. excited, a person gets very upset, a person gets agitated. Nachas Ruach, calm, this means the calm. V'zeo k'irasur shamatana kasher ruchi nacha. V'ze inyan olam haba sheshavua nacha. So that's olam haba, it's the place where his nefesh is nach. V'anacha hefach olam haza, she'em b'menucha. V'dova ze yimashach madrigas olam haza, yikva amarnu ki madrigas olam haza shu bal shinu, yidin oimen an yinechot. So in this world, menucha is not shayach, because the most of this world is a world that's a flux. That's the most of this world. And therefore, nothing can ever stay in one place. And nobody can get satisfaction from staying in one place, because they don't stay in one place. And a person not geared for them. Everybody speaks in America about retirement, as being ki'ilu, the ultimate goal of a person. I'm saving up for retirement, my retirement plans, this and that. The truth is, nobody ever wants to retire, because we're not built to keep. We're not built to be. We're built to do, and therefore, it's something which we are. It goes against the grain of us to just sit back and not do anything. So he says. The Rav Zalchom Dov Zerzef Megillah, it says, Bekomo Kashem Vayihim Bimei Eina Latsar. Romo Yatsar Mashkoz Vimei Mei. Uvimedrish Rabbis, Omu Komo Kashem Vayihim Eina Lashan Tsar, Vahoy Lashan Simcha. Alpira said, Ki Kasha Tisalek Havov Shalahifuch Uyehi for Lashan Osid. Ve Inkan Havaya Nocha. Ve Dover Zehu Shal Tsar. So, Yehi means something that is not yet there, something that requires a process to get. So Vayihi is really, it's taking the word Yehi and being mehaptach it to what was. So we're saying there was a massive there where things were not at rest, where things were not noch. Aber v'hoya, because it's not like a version of Yehi, v'hoya, shu havaya nocha. Kasha havaya nocha, Dover Zehu Bevare Simcha, Ki Havai Nochalagamri, Vidover Zeh Nachasuruch Bar Simcha. So it's very fascinating. Even though they flip around, one means Ava, one means Osid, and so on, but since in the Sheirish this is a Lashon of Avar, so it's something that was already and it's not, this is a Lashon of Osid, which is not. Ve'oid ki vayi ba'atzmei vav ha'hipoch huavaya bilti nocha. Ki yihi hu loshen osid, ve'en kan askolos havaya klal. Alo vayihi hu medabal havaya she'eschila v'loi nocha. So we are saying it's something that happened without coming to any, something that hasn't found its metzias. She'kein pesh vayihi lefi ha'dikduk, k'mo sh'tim tzim 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 which means something, there's a word for it. It's the present continuous tense, like an imperfect tense. It's not that which has been happening. So it implies a type of happening, which is a continuous event, not finish yet. I see in the notes here he brings down from Reb Eliyahu Bacher who says something like that usually the vayi form is something which has been happening but hasn't come to its conclusion. The chol avaya bilti nacha bevarid of a zotzah, anything which hasn't finished yet is still a tzah. Avahoya, after Vosha Bahoya Vob Mahabah of a Lossid, Ekan as Cholos Havaya Klau, Meza Havaya Bilti Nocha, Moshe Losha Bahi, Vadra, Kilula Oma Kil Osid Ye Havaya Nocha, Trehoya Hu Havaya Nocha, Vavob Mahabah of a Lossid, Shetia Besef Havaya Nocha, or the Fika for Hoya Daska Simcha, אבל חיה בלבד משמע הלוויה שעברה. מאיבא זה שמחה במה שעבר. וכי מהיהי זה דווקא צער של מהיר הוויה בלתי נוכל לילה של יהי של השעוסית. מהי כאן אז כל הסוויה זה פה. ועוד יויסה עומק מאוד. So he says, leaves us a Pesach for something deeper. The Mal speaks about in different places. The thing is, usually when he says "V'oid Yoyse Amik Moid," he uses mechaven something al pi Kabbalah, and it's hard to know what he means over here. What does it mean with Ramis too? And the difference between Behoya Vehiva, it's all, I don't mean, he brings up in the notes some sort of places where he's mastered more, but there's not, usually when he uses a Lashon of Omek Moed, he's referring to something, Tzopida Kabbalah. In the name Havaya, you have all three Havayas together. You have the Ova, the Hoiva, the Osit. So I'm not sure why, I'm not sure what he's being ramished to. I will say a Talmud Shalom, Ein mechalik the Loshon Vayihi, the Loshon Vahoya, Loi Maki Vahoya, Bo Alavaya Nocha, Kachu Simcha, Loshon Vayihi, Bo Alavaya, Bulti Nocha, Kachu Loshon Tzar. Okay, Shama Vayihi Bimei, Shama Vayihi Bizman. So he's putting the Havaya into a framework of time. Bechol Havaya Shabizman, Havaya Bulti Nocha. And when you're limiting it something to a certain time frame, it's not, it means that it's going to change.
Yeah.